You're listening to SBS News.
Mission Beach is a seaside enclave in tropical North Queensland. Tourism is the lifeblood of the small town, but the pandemic has all but wiped out overseas visitors. Patrick Blewett, the Executive Officer of Tropical Coast Tourism, says locals are now hoping interstate travel can recommence and keep them afloat.
So I guess the whole industry up here and the whole economy up here was reliant on that regeneration of the domestic market to sort of, I guess, subsidise the losses from the international business.
Anticipating a surge in domestic tourism, local Anthea Gilroy has revamped her two backpacker hostels so they are family friendly.
We've got family rooms now. We've painted everything. Everything's shiny and beautiful. And really, all we need to make it work is some people.
But those people might not come for another 3 months. Queensland's borders could remain closed until September, and by then, the peak season will be over. The restrictions have seen a war of words break out between state and territory leaders. Tourism Minister Simon Birmingham is ramping up the pressure for it to reopen.
And in a state like Queensland that is so heavily tourism dependent, it's crucial that they give their businesses a chance to survive through this. We've got a circumstance where they seem to be holding out the longest, pretending that somehow there hasn't been success in suppressing COVID-19 elsewhere in Australia.
The Queensland Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, is unrelenting.
I want to get people back into work as quickly as possible, but if I don't do it safely, it could cripple our industry for years to come.
The state is now facing a fight in the High Court. The legal challenge yet to be filed is supported by One Nation leader Pauline Hanson. Former MP and billionaire Clive Palmer is also leading a legal case against WA, the only other state to be completely shut off at its borders. He argues the restrictions are unconstitutional. Professor George Williams, the Dean of University of New South Wales Law, says there is a basis for a challenge.
The Australian Constitution speaks in emphatic terms about trade, commerce and intercourse amongst the states being absolutely free. And of course, that's something that runs counter to the idea of border closures, and it means that there is a basis for a challenge here.
Experts say the High Court will assess whether the medical case remains strong enough for the borders to remain closed. The number of infections across Australia continues to dwindle, but as states and territories move to reopen, cases are emerging. South Australia has recorded its first case in nearly 3 weeks, an overseas traveller who was given an exemption from quarantine, while two Sydney schools within 2 kilometres of each other were today forced to close after students tested positive. Some Victorian students are returning this week. The New South Wales cases are a reminder to remain vigilant. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.